Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Genuinely, what the hell is this story? I have a really bizarre and disturbing video to show you all. Look at this lady on screen throwing an absolute temper tantrum on a playground. So let's just start here. Right-wing MAGA supporters just raised over $300,000 for the lady on screen here. And what did she do to deserve that, you may be asking? What did this wonderful woman do to deserve a doctor's yearly salary in the course of just a few days? Did she storm a government building with the intention of overturning election results? Because we know MAGA would fundraise for that. Or did she try to deport an innocent brown person because she thought he was an immigrant? We know they would fundraise for that in a second. Well, neither. She walked up to a 5-year-old black child on a playground and repeatedly called him the N-word. It's honestly a heartbreaking video, and I do want to issue a trigger warning or an apology to anyone who doesn't want to hear this language. Also, an apology to my editor, who has to censor this language throughout this video. Yes, we are going to censor it if you're watching, so make sure you drop a like for my editor. And let's just start here. The headline reads, "Woman who called kid N-word raises over $300,000 to relocate." I don't want to dive straight into politics, but I'm going to. This is Trump's America. When you have an administration that enables, not only enables, but emboldens this weird racialization. I mean, the White House has been posting AI memes of vaguely brown people. I'm not even going to say that they are Hispanic or that they are black, just brown people, because that's all that MAGA sees. And they're trying to dehumanize and create a new class of people that don't deserve due process. We see this all of the time, so I'm not surprised when not only this lady feels emboldened to do this, but then right-wing MAGA supporters subsequently raise money for her off the back of that. Like, look at this. Elijah Schaefer, who is a right-wing MAGA troll, donated over $600 and said, "We need to help our own." Who is we? And who's our own? This disgusting lady is antithetical to everything America stands for, like inclusion or the ability to practice whatever religion, be whoever you want, be whatever skin color you want. You can't go up to someone at a playground and do a hate crime and say we are helping our own. But he posted her GoFundMe, which has now raised over $300K, and said, "Sending my personal support. We are all fatigued and know that rather than changing their behavior, minorities insist on trying to police our words." Dude, this is a 5-year-old black child. He wasn't policing anybody. And by your words, are you talking about a racial slur? He then says, "I expected nothing less than animal behavior for the dregs of society." Dude, just look at the people at the right wing boost to the top. Whether it's the president of the United States, who has multiple rape allegations and has been held civilly liable for sexual abuse and is a convicted criminal, or Andrew Tate, or this woman right here in the video that I'll play in 1 second. This reads, "So Shiloh Hendricks, a multiple times convicted prostitute, often strung out on drugs and or alcohol, 2 baby daddies, likely child neglect, calls a disabled little boy the N-word. MAGA, totally not a racist movement, responds by giving her $300,000. Piss poor, miserable fucks." I forgot to mention the young black child is disabled as well. Just made all the worse. Brian Krasenstein says, "Breaking, 12,808 racist people have donated over $346,000 to Shiloh Hendricks, who called an autistic 5-year-old African-American a racial slur multiple times at the playground." Let's watch this video again. Trigger warning, but we are going to censor it for everybody here.
Did you call him the child?
The fuck you talking
about? Did you call the child the word?
It's none of your fucking business.
It is my own business. You call him a Okay, why don't you have the boss to say it right now again?
Fuck you,
okay. All right, that's what you say.
You don't go digging through people's shit, you dumb fuck.
Nobody digging to your shit.
Dumb
that little kid, you call him a
yeah.
The little child?
What, if he acts like one, he's gonna...
Are you about to hit him? You chase him here?
Yeah. He took my son's stuff.
So that gives you the right to call the child 5-year-old and the N-word?
Yeah. if that's what he's going to act like.
That's what you're going to call him.
That's what he's going to act like.
You know, that's a hate speech. And you can be recorded for that.
I don't give a shit.
Huh.
Fuck off.
Okay, we'll see about that, what the internet has to say about you.
Oh, I wish his words at the end aged better, because the internet ended up running to her defense. Now, don't get it twisted. The vast, vast majority of people would find this disgusting, but also, don't get it twisted, a lot of people are supporting her, which is incredibly, incredibly disgusting. Hendrix, who acknowledged being the woman in the video, created a fundraiser titled, "Help Me Protect My Family." From what, the consequences of your own actions? We're living in a country where using a racial slur against a child now makes you rich and a hero to certain corners of the internet. And again, I hated to jump straight into the politics, but you really can't separate this from the current political climate. Trump's claim to fame in American politics was saying that Obama was not born in America. That immediately took us to a new low. But then, when he began to actually run, he began to come up with nicknames. That took it to an even newer low. Then, between the nicknames and the conspiracy theories and the lying and the racialization of everything, he's called black cities infested. He's called white supremacists very fine people. And if you don't see the racial undertones in what Trump always says and the dog whistles in his supporters, then I'm sorry, you're just blind. But truly, just look at these, look at the replies. It says, some people donated to the campaign and said they were doing so to help stand up for the white race. One person said the quote, "White race is under the threat of impending extinction." Dude, if this is the best representative of the white race, this woman on the playground, then fuck it. We deserve to be extinct. We deserve to be the minority in America. And who cares if white people aren't the majority in America? We still have the disproportionate amount of power. We should just even everything out, make it all equitable. And who cares from there? Also, I mean, obviously this woman is not the best representative, but why do people in America tend to boost just the worst of the worst? Look at our president. He's a convicted criminal. Look at this woman right here. Just absolutely bizarre. This reads, local and state officials have issued statements condemning the incident, which is good, with the video still drawing attention online and the fundraiser crossing $300,000. Local and civil rights organizations continue to call for accountability and community dialogue. Dude, we could use this fundraising money to donate it towards children with autism, because that's who was attacked, a young black child with autism. Black children already disproportionately don't have access to the same type of healthcare that white people do. And it's disgusting that this woman, who is a multiple times convicted prostitute, which I don't care about that part. I honestly don't care about that part. It just feeds into the broader hypocrisy of the Republican Party, boosting up the very people that they claim to hate. And they would hate under any other circumstance. If this woman was brown, they genuinely would not care. And I think I've demonstrated that. Again, Elijah Schaefer said, "We are all fatigued and know that rather than changing their behavior, minorities insist on trying to police our words." Fatigued is a new word that racists have been using, and they'll throw it around. It's not even a dog whistle. It's like a bullhorn or foghorn or whatever. They'll be saying, "I'm just so fatigued. We're all just so fatigued," which you know what that means. Incredibly, incredibly racist. I'll leave it at that. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to help boost this channel. You know, a lot of people have been commenting, "I've been watching you for a while now, but I didn't realize that I never even subscribed, but I am now. Voting blue." We are building an absolutely beautiful movement because of you guys. So thank you. Let's continue to kill it and see you in the next one. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.